conversation, and we're talking Tomahawk Main Street this morning, and some introductions are in order. Jennifer Turkowitz sitting closest to me. Good morning, Jen.
Morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. As the director of Tomahawk Main Street, you've brought some Main Street business folks with you here this morning. So, Jen, before we get to the other introductions, tell us a little bit about Tomahawk Main Street and what it is the organization's all about and what's supposed to be done.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes. So at Tomahawk Main Street, we're actually in our 15th year of being a certified Main Street. Many businesses downtown years back had a Tomahawk Business Council and approach to do the Main Street program. What that basically does, Jeff, is instead of having 60 businesses downtown all try to market their own things and try to do events and stuff, we come together as one organization and we host the events as Main Street to help bring people down to our businesses. And we kind of control all that marketing, the events, the things downtown to help our businesses. They can focus on their businesses. We can focus on bringing the folks to Tomahawk.
I first got familiar with Main Street programs when my time in Eagle River, and I thought, okay, our downtown here is it's kind of flat. It's there's nothing wrong with it, but just not a lot going on, and some new blood, new ideas, and all that kind of stuff. All of a sudden, Main Street program comes along, and you see revitalization, you see new events, promotions, new businesses springing up. Same kind of thing in Tomahawk, right?
Yes, absolutely. Being a certified Main Street, we're able to open up our businesses to some different grants, some different trainings, things like that, that they might not know, A, are out there, or B, might not have access to. By being a certified Main Street, we're able to offer them a lot of those other opportunities that are out there.
From your vantage point as the person that sits in the director's office in the nice office downtown, what is your assessment of downtown Tomahawk as we sit today?
I'm impressed. I've only been here, and I say only, but I've volunteered for Main Street, and I've been in this position now. We're going on about 3 years between volunteering and being a director. We had a lot of changes through the years, slowly making that progress, and we've really ramped up these last several years. We've really been making a lot of strides, completing projects. You know, I mean, as simple from the garbage cans to the snuffers to the Bradley mural restoration, we've really done a lot of those things. The events keep getting bigger. We have a lot more people coming, and we've been able to have some grant opportunities and things for our businesses, so that's been really big for us.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the last maybe 3-4 years especially, we've seen a lot of new businesses come to downtown Tomahawk, and I'm not sure how much you're personally responsible for that, but I also know that as long as I've been here, you've been in that director's chair longer than anybody else, so congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm having a good time.
Good, good, good. So let's get some introductions. Tell us who you brought with us.
Yeah, so I brought along Jenna. She is the owner of HMM Boutique downtown, and I also have Donna with me. She is the co-owner of Sideways Wine and Craft Beer.
Ladies, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you.
Let's start with Donna. First of all, tell us a little bit about Sideways Wine and Craft Beer.
Focus on wine and craft beer, obviously. We opened in February, actually February of this year, so we'll be 1 year this next coming February.
Okay.
It's been a...
I'm going to cut you off just a second here. I'm going to turn that... We need a stick mic in here. That microphone is... I don't know that that's going to work all that well. Okay, let's try this again. I'm sorry. We didn't hear much of that, Donna.
Okay. Sideways Wine and Craft Beer, we opened in February this year, and we focus on wine and craft beer, and it's just been a very exciting ride. The community has really come out and supported us.
I had to quit drinking because I got really, really good at it. And right as I quit drinking, all of a sudden all these cool craft beers all started coming out. And so I look with wonderment, and I just wonder, how many craft beer offerings, first of all, do you offer?
We offer at least 12 different ones. We focus
really
on Wisconsin craft beers because Wisconsin has some great craft beers.
Yeah.
And we do carry a few non-alcoholic craft beers.
Really?
Yes.
See, now that's something else that I'm glad to see coming along, because there are more and more of us that enjoy having a nice cold beer on a hot summer day especially, but those of us with alcohol issues. I'm glad that there are some, because I've tasted a few craft beers, NA craft beers, that are fantastic.
Yes. Yes, there's some very good ones. In fact, some of our customers tell us they can't tell the difference.
Really?
They're really improving upon them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, now I have an excuse to come on down and see you. How about as far as the wine offerings? I've never been a wine guy, but I know there's a lot of people that are really into wine. Same kind of a thing with Wisconsin theme?
No.
No, okay.
Absolutely the opposite.
Okay.
So we really focus on French wines,
oh.
Italian wines, Spanish wines, and then we do focus on other regions as well around the world.
Okay. Any munchies to go along with the good stuff to drink?
Oh, yes. We carry flatbreads, same theme that I just mentioned before to pair up with the wines. We have giant pretzel, really big pretzel, that we pair up with our craft beers.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have other snacks.
Good deal. Right? What do you have to dip the pretzels in?
Mustard, Wisconsin cheese beer sauce, and all kinds of good stuff.
Outstanding. My goodness, you're talking my language. And how about Jenna? Tell us a little bit about HMM Boutique.
Sure. So I started HMM Boutique actually first solely as an online boutique back at the end of 2020. And then I rented, actually, my first space was a small little, basically a room that I started in and operated that for about a year. And then this last May, we moved actually onto Main Street. We've been there ever since. And it's been fun. It's been a fun ride, an unexpected and fun ride.
What does the HMM Boutique stand for?
So I get that question a lot. HMM actually stands for Hot Mess Mom.
Really?
So me and my sister operate the boutique, and we're both moms. And this was actually kind of just a whim that I pursued. I was a stay-at-home mom for quite a few years, and I was just looking for something to do, I guess, on the side, and it grew into way more than that, way more than I expected. So yeah, the HMM stands for Hot Mess Mom.
And what's in the store?
So we focus on women's and children's clothing.
Okay.
And so I guess that our target market is, we say moms, but not really. It really is. We get a lot of grandmas that shop at our store, but women's clothing and accessories and children's clothing and accessories. We do offer some like hatchet apparel, a lot of Wisconsin or Tomahawk apparel we also like to focus on too.
Well, I could sure tell Donna has a lot of unique things in her store. It sounds like, what's unique about a HMM boutique that people won't see anywhere else?
I think we try to... we like to offer things that are affordable. A lot of time, boutiques tend to be a little higher priced, and we like to keep our prices a little more affordable. And we also like to get unique items that are specific to Wisconsin or Tomahawk. Like I said, the hatchet apparel, specific Tomahawk. Graphic tees are big for us. We like to do cute and fun Wisconsin-themed graphic tees is a big thing for us as well.
You know what, Jennifer? One of the things I notice about a lot of our downtown Tomahawk businesses, the word to describe our downtown would be eclectic.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
I do. I'm very pleased, and when I say I, meaning everyone, but on the board and everything, a lot of people I don't think have realized what we had available downtown Tomahawk, and really there's very little things that you won't find down there. You have everything from clothing to candles, shoes. I mean, you need it, and one of our stores is going to have it, or if they don't, they're going to make sure they can get it for you, and that's really, really special.
My favorite stop downtown, I've been loud and proud about it ever since I started eating nachos. Gosh, I miss nachos already, and I was so happy to hear the news about nachos taking over at Bambino's.
Yes.
What do we have a timeline on that yet?
We do. So Randy has been looking to retire, so it's kind of a win-win. Randy is going to be able to retire. He will be keeping his food truck, but December 2nd is going to be Randy's last day for Bambino's, and the nachos will be coming in and kind of doing some stuff and getting open. I don't have the official opening date for nachos, but Randy's will be closing December 2nd, so nachos will be back up and running shortly.
Downtown Tomahawk is a place you can come in the morning, grab a nice bite to eat for breakfast.
Yep.
If you want some lunch, we've got lots of places for lunch, whether it's standard fare or more higher-ender stuff. A higher ender. That's a word you'll only hear on the Sunrise Show.
I like it.
And sweet treats you just stop and take a break for coffee. We really have it all in downtown Tomahawk, don't we?
We do. We are very blessed with our selection down there. If you haven't been down there lately, come on down. It's like this coming Saturday is our Shop Small Saturday. It's a nationwide movement that Main Street and Amex pair up to do and check out what we have, because there's a lot more than I think people realize downtown.
Main Street has an approach to improving people's main streets, and you've been sticking to the plan, obviously, because it's working downtown. Let's go through that plan a little bit here. The first part of the Main Street four-point approach is organization.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Who wants to talk about the organization portion of this?
Sure, I will. So, so yeah, so the four-point approach, Main Street is we actually go through an audit every year to be accredited and to be able to be a Main Street. And once we receive that accreditation through the state, then that automatically passes us on to national. And okay. So we have these different points that we do have to hit. So for the organization, you know, a lot of it obviously is your day-to-day operation. I am a one-staff team, so we are extremely blessed to have such a wide variety of volunteers that help us through that. You know, we kind of, the organizational side, we promote the Main Street program. We recruit our, you know, volunteers. Like I said, we've got a great group, but the organizational side basically is just keeping us up and running, having the insurance, paying the bills, keeping the licenses all up to date, and making sure that we are a nonprofit, but we're still a business, so we keep that stuff going.
So Main Street has a set of inspectors that they send out across the country and say, okay, we're going to Tomahawk today, let's check off organization, good to go in Tomahawk.
Yes, we have like 10 points under 10 different categories that we must hit.
Okay, the next point is the economic study and understanding of the market. Let's talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so that is, you know, we want to obviously understand our customers, who's coming downtown, what we're looking for. You know, we pool people, we survey people, you know, what are we missing downtown? We try to bring in those different businesses that maybe we're missing out on. We want to do everything we can to keep the businesses that we have in town, you know, so we're able to, you know, and Jenna could maybe speak a little bit about that. We had like the bounce back program through the state. We have the Kiva loans, things like that, that we can help them with Main Street that Jenna, I know, was able to participate in.
Yeah, I can touch a little on that. As far as, the business retention and expansion, Jen brought to my attention, I guess before I moved into my new location, she brought to my attention this bounce back grant program that was being offered by, was it the WEDC? Was offering it. And I was able to take advantage of that. And that is probably one of the reasons that I was able to expand into my new location. And another opportunity that I was able to take advantage of was a Kiva loan, which was a crowdsourced 0% interest loan that the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, they matched the funds that I raised. I had to kind of do my own marketing and try to get individual lenders could lend me as little as $25 at a time. So I had to basically rally the troops and get people to $25 at a time, kind of donate, not really donate, I'm paying the money back, but it was a 0% loan that helped to fund my expansion. And that was an opportunity that I never would have known about had it not been for the Tomahawk Main Street program and Jen's diligence to tell me about it.
So if somebody has got an entrepreneurial spirit, they have a good idea, they're already doing something, but they don't know where to take it from here, they think there may be some potential, what would you tell somebody like that?
Yeah, but so when we were referring to the WEDC, we have a three-man crew that we work with. We work with Aaron, Joe, and Adriana that kind of specialize in different areas, and that's my go-to team. Anytime we have any questions, they help us, like, here's what we can do, here's what's available, and then they'll even help us walk through it, they'll proof it, they'll check it. You know, Joe comes, he does renderings for our businesses if they're looking to, you know, revamp, redesign, that kind of thing. He comes in for free, he helps them revamp. Adriana offers marketing audits for your website, your Facebook, things like that. So that's the kind of the one-stop shop that I start with first to help our businesses, and they get that for us.
So, Jenna, you said that you started off online. So was your tie-in with Main Street and the WEDC the thing that took you to the next level of your business?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes. So I was renting a spot in, I guess I don't know what to, the Annex building, I think it's called. It used to be a hotel back in the day, but okay. I was renting a teeny tiny little spot in there, mainly to be a pickup spot for my online orders. And then I did end up opening a small little retail store in there. And then I think it was when I was in that location that Jen brought to my attention the grant opportunity. And that kind of helped propel me to, you know, think bigger, I guess. And then I did explore options for larger buildings, actually on the main drag of Main Street, I guess you would say. And then after I moved into that building, I realized how much money and time and work goes into renovating an old building. Donna can probably really attest to that.
Yes.
But, and so the Kiva loan that I got helped to make some updates and improvements to my current location.
And Donna, same thing at Sideways?
So Sideways, a little bit different. We just fell in love with that building, and when Pam and Jim put the building up for sale.
God bless the Wises.
Yes, they are awesome people. And we just fell in love with the loft. My daughter runs the art gallery up there on the loft. But with Jennifer, did pop in, and she brought Erin in from, is she from Madison?
Yep.
And they gave us some great ideas on redecorating and like our logo. And so they were very helpful in that respect.
And so getting started, retaining business is what Tomahawk Main Street's all about. But as far as getting new businesses in, are there any requests, Jennifer? Have you heard, do people say, you know what we need in downtown Tomahawk? We need this. Do you get that much?
We have in the past, you know, we've been pretty blessed. Now these last several months, people have just been really excited with what we have. So, okay. We really haven't, you know, we do get like makeup, like one of the sure. things for the gals, they're like, man, we need a store that, you know, sells makeup, but that's
okay. Some of the feedback that I've been getting, especially people, you know, out of towners or people that are here seasonally, I've heard a lot of positive feedback about how much they notice Main Street is growing and the new offerings that Main Street has. So I think that it's not going unnoticed by people of the all the new things that Tomahawk has available.
We have to get back to the 4 points here. So we organization, economic, the next point is design. And the way something is laid out makes a big difference in the success, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we kind of touched a little bit on that. I mentioned having the WEDC with partnering, Joe comes in and helps us with those renderings for the buildings and everything. But then we also look at the outside streetscaping per se, you know. So we do work with the high school. We have the Mr. Pisig's group helps make our benches downtown, so they are built right here in Tomahawk by our students. You know, I mentioned the garbage cans and the cigarette snuffers, but then the flower program, those flowers you see in the spring and in the fall, you know, we work on that, and we're very lucky to have donors for that. Our honor banner program, what a fantastic program. Actually, Heather Smith brought that to us, and when she stepped back, I took that over, and that has been a fantastic program to honor our vets and thank them for their services. So when we think design, that's kind of what we start thinking is not only helping our businesses with their renderings, their signage, that kind of thing, but then also that streetscaping and making the downtown a beautiful place to be.
The historic preservations of the buildings downtown, I think, are just fantastic. I love seeing the character of some of the old buildings. And somebody once told me that the reason why our Main Street is so wide, it's because when they first laid it out, a horse-drawn carriage needed a big radius to turn around in, and that's why our streets are so wide and why the businesses are so far apart.
But it's still
somebody
beautiful.
Was thinking about design way back then.
They were. But you always got to be thinking, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, we have heard that comment from several people. Like, are you the one with the wide streets? Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're the ones with the wide streets. Promotions. Now that's something that really stands out, and I see the 2024 calendar is already laid out, and it's going to be a full year next year. It was a full year this year, and so promotions also a big deal about bringing people downtown to shop and just to see what we have.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So we're really lucky. We have both two of our board members right here, Donna and Jenna, and they also are on our promotions committee and help out with different promotions. So yeah, events that we have, you know, Donna, if you want to touch a little bit, you know, on some of the ones that you help with.
Sure. Yes, please.
Absolutely. So I definitely help out with the Fall Ride Chili fundraiser by making some chili, entering the contest, which is very fun.
That's in January.
Okay. And the other one, the Valentine's wine sampling and pairing, we did that for the first time last year. We had just opened. It was brand new. We're going to try it again this year. It was a pretty big success last year, and we're going to do it on a Saturday this year instead of on Valentine's Day itself. So hopefully more people can attend. So that's one. The wine walk, we participate in that. All the business, not all, but many of the businesses downtown participate in the wine walk. That's a very fun one, and that's in May. So that's Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And what's another big one?
The car show.
And my husband, Steve, who was going to be here today, but okay. We flipped a coin and I won.
I'm glad you said it that way. You won the coin flip.
I won the coin flip. And he loves the car show and he volunteers for that one. He's a car enthusiast, so all the car enthusiasts love to come to that one. It's a great time. And then Oktoberfest. We did our very first Oktoberfest this year. And We had a pretty good turnout for our very, very first one, and we're looking to keep growing that over the next few years and on, just like the wine walk. That improved over time, too. So it was a good time had by all.
So it looks like a lot of our old favorites are going to come back again this next year. And just real quick, we're almost out of time here, Jen. Any new events on the event promotions for 2024? Any brand new ones, or...?
Actually, no. The two brand new ones we introduced last year were that Valentine's wine sampling and the Oktoberfest, and they did go over so well that we're going to go ahead and repeat them. I do have several ideas up here in the old crawl that are kind of going around that I got to think about yet, but we're always thinking, looking for ways to bring people here.
One final question before we close out. It's got to be important that you have a good relationship with some of the other organizations in town, and I would assume that's a good one.
Yes, we are very blessed to have great volunteers, but then to have those relationships, you know, with working with the city, the chamber, Lions Club, VFW, all of our businesses, it's so important to work together as a team. You know, of course, as the director, my first objective is Main Street, but I'm just blessed that we have this many great places working together to bring people to Tomahawk. It's a fantastic community, and I'm glad that we're able to share it with so many people.
In our closing minute and a half here, Jenna from HMM Boutique, what's the best reason that you can give somebody to come to downtown Tomahawk and shop at your store?
Well, I guess more than just my store. I think what makes Tomahawk special, we kind of hit on it, that there's so many different options in Tomahawk. I feel like you could make a day of it. If you were from kind of maybe a neighboring community, you could come to Tomahawk for the day. You could find great dining options, great shopping options. You could have some entertainment. You could go bowling or paint a ceramic pot at Old Town Mall. I mean, there's so much to do. You could spend a whole day in Tomahawk, not get on Tomahawk Main Street and not get bored. So I think that kind of is one of the things that sets Tomahawk Main Street apart.
How about you, Don? Any perspective from you?
Yes, I totally agree with Jenna completely, and I'd say just come on downtown Tomahawk, shop until you drop, and then stop in there sideways and have a nice glass of wine and a flatbread.
There you go. And Jennifer Turkowitz, as the director of Tomahawk Main Street, what's the number one reason to come to Tomahawk?
We have a little bit of everything for everyone. It's a great tradition to come home to, and just want people to enjoy our community as much as we do.
Thank you, ladies, for being here this morning, and thanks for keeping Tomahawk downtown vital and an awesome place to be.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.